The Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team remained undefeated on Tuesday night with their 87-68 win at Ellsworth. As head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals told KDWA Sports on Thursday, though it was a bit closer than the Cardinals wanted, it's always nice to get a big win against a huge rival in the Middle Border Conference.
Bottom line, it's a huge win, you know, on the road in the conference, and they're always tough, especially out there. And credit them, you know, they played very well. I thought they had a very good game plan against us, and, you know, we go up 20-plus early, they come back, cut it to 10, 11 and a half, and then, you know, things got really, really interesting there with 8 to go in a tied game. But it's good for us to play in that kind of atmosphere and to play in that pressure situation early in the season against a team like that and a rival team like that. And we found a way to win. And bottom line is that's what we need to do and to come out with a victory. And we'll take positives and negatives from it and keep building.
In their 19-point road win at Ellsworth, it was a great start that got the Cardinals going.
Well, we couldn't have came out any better. We came out unbelievable with their energy and our defensive pressure that caused a lot of our turnovers and fast break opportunities and transition. And we had about a 10 to 12 minute stretch there in the first half that I thought we played extremely well. And then we had about a 4 minute stretch there. We kind of let them back in it. They cut that lead to 10, 11 points and we were up 24. Just careless with the ball, you know, mistakes that we can control with turnovers and bad shot selection and stuff like that and defensive breakdowns. And then, you know, we start the second half the way we ended the first half, you know, just kind of the same things, you know, the turnovers and stuff like that. But then, you know, things got interesting. It got really close. And I thought we really turned it up and played very well for a stretch. So up and down game, you know, just clean up the things that we can control. And just likes to keep getting better.
Coach Johnson on a couple of the Cardinal MVPs from their 87-68 road win at Ellsworth.
Bottom line, Mason Holtby was the MVP. Mason Holtby is the MVP, and I'm not sure. I don't know what he ended up with points. Maybe he had 4 or 5 points. But he is now kind of our lockdown defender. We've been spoiled with those guys in the past. It's just guys that are so good defensive that we could put them on our team's best player and kind of take them out of the game. And that happened on Saturday versus the Thorpe team, and now that happened versus Ellsworth. You know, Mason Anderson from Ellsworth, one of the best players in our league, drafted 26 a game. We put Holtby on him. I think Holtby gave him 4 points, maybe 2 baskets on him. He ended up with 9, but a couple of those were against our zone, and he just took him out of the game, and for us to have a player to be able to do that is so huge. It's so important for us, and like, he gives max effort every single play defensively. And we say, you know, we need everyone to play like that, but Mason Holtby, that was a big thing. You know, obviously Jacob Doffin, Parker Nielsen, you know, those guys played very well offensively. Parker, I think, ended up with mid-20s, Jacob low-20s. And but Walker Lenz, another guy that you're not going to see him in the stat sheet, but played very good defensively, had some big steals for us. So I just think those guys are the breezes, you know, the Walker Lenzes and the Mason Holtby's are the guys. I mean, that really helped us win that game.
Though the win against Ellsworth sure was fun for the Cardinals, how about what they did at the University of Wisconsin Stout on Saturday? The Cardinals knocked off one of the top teams in Division 5, Thorpe, and a huge confidence builder for the Cardinals early in the season.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to go down to play at the University and stuff like that. With, like I said, there's 9 games that day with, you know, 18 teams in our area who play in that tip-off classic. And, you know, we get matched up with Thorpe, who's a top 5 team in Division 5, who's, you know, they're very good. Some have them picked to go to state, and they have 2 really good players. And a 1-2 punch, I think, is one of the best 1-2 punches we'll see all season. And again, Mason Holtby, again, going back to Mason, we put him against their 6'6 kid, and we kind of take him out of the game. Holtby did a great job on him, and we played very well defensively that game. You know, we hold them to 39 points. We made things very difficult for them in kind of a slower pace game. They want to slow it down against us, and it's great that we played that style too early in the year. And it was a fun day. It's always fun to go down there and play.
Even though the Cardinals would have loved to open the season a couple of weeks back against Glenwood City, now the makeup date is here on Friday. And it couldn't have worked out any better for the Cardinals with a Friday night game at the Nest, big crowd, and all of the fun that goes with Friday night basketball in Prescott. The fans will be excited to see their Cardinals to open the weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned it. We like how it ended up with us, you know, get that Friday night game at home and our home opener for the season. And building, you know, a lot of going off the Ellsworth thing, we need to work on a lot of things. And I think Friday night will give us an opportunity to kind of hopefully work on those things offensively and defensively. And then, you know, next week we have a big one, big one on Tuesday versus New Richmond. So, you know, Glenwood City's, you know, I know their coach very well, is a good friend of mine. You know, he's always has them very well prepared. So we're going there like, you know, that's the biggest game of the year. Friday is the biggest game of the year, and take care of business hopefully Friday and then move on to next week.
That was Prescott Cardinals head boys basketball coach Nick Johnson. The Cardinals will host Glenwood City on Friday night at 7:15 p.m. at the Nest in Prescott. We'll also have Cardinal basketball replayed right here on KDWA this week. We'll have the Prescott-Ellsworth game replayed, along with the Prescott girls at St. Croix Central game from Friday night. That'll be after Raider hockey Saturday at 4:30 p.m.